The stellar sea lion habitat is centrally located in our rocky coast area, housing our largest animals and largest seawater habitat at the Alaska Sea Life Center, and about 5 meters deep, 17 feet from the surface. There is also ample space for these animals to cruise around on land. This is fitting, as these animals are the largest sea lions in the world. The long tan to dark brown fur around the male's bulky chest, shoulders, and back gives them the name sea lion. Stellar sea lions live in the waters of the North Pacific Ocean, from Japan to Alaska, all the way down to California's Channel Islands, where they overlap in range with the smaller, darker in color California sea lions. Unlike the California sea lions, who are known for their distinctive bark, stellar sea lions make a deep roar. Full-grown male stellar sea lions can grow up to 3.5 meters, or 11 feet in length, roughly twice the height of the average adult human. Males can weigh as much as a small compact car during the summer breeding season. Female sea lions are smaller than males, reaching a maximum of 3 meters or just under 10 feet in length, and tend to weigh about one-third of what males can weigh. Sea lions are distinguished from seals by their much larger size, visible ear flaps, large front flippers, and ability to rotate their rear flippers underneath themselves to walk on land. They pull themselves through the water, swinging their long paddle-like front flippers in a clapping motion, making them especially agile and fast.
Mammalogist Maddie Burgess describes how we are able to provide excellent care for these giant marine mammals.
There is a lot involved in taking care of our seals and sea lions. Every day, we feed our mammals anywhere from 5 pounds for our smallest seals up to 70 pounds for our largest sea lions. Most of their food is given during training sessions. All of our training is based off of positive reinforcement, which means that anytime our animals do the correct behavior that was asked, we reinforce them with fish. This means that all of our training sessions are voluntary and the animals can choose to participate or not. If they do not want to do the behavior that we are asking, they can simply refuse and we can either redirect or we can revisit it later. We train for 3 main reasons: husbandry, research, and veterinary sessions. Most of our sessions are husbandry sessions. Husbandry basically means that it's all the things we do to help take care of our animals. This could be anywhere from asking them to raise their flippers or asking them to roll so we can check their stomachs. It's really important that we know each individual animal very well so we can notice if there's any small changes in their movement, how high they can raise their flippers, or if they have any new cuts or scrapes. This is how we're able to give our animals the best care possible and move forward to give them whatever appropriate treatment they may need. Training new behaviors is also very stimulating for our animals. Each individual animal is very unique and their learning journey is very different. Some animals may take only a few weeks or a month or so to learn a new behavior, while others may take over a year to learn that same thing.
There is immense value in getting to know the individuals under our care throughout their entire lives. As our knowledge of this species grows, we are better able to explain historic population declines and understand ongoing threats to this species on our coast. This data is helping wildlife managers be proactive in their efforts to conserve this species and the marine environment upon which they and we depend.
Sea lions are an important subsistence resource for the sukpiak and are harvested using specialized hunting and processing methods. The Sookstun word for sea lion is
weenuk. Sea lion, weenuk.